What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Here's your midday brief for Wednesday, November 23rd. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. Business surveys released today indicate the global economy is slowing but appears to be faring better than some had feared. Europe's economies face the strongest headwinds in the months ahead, following Moscow's decision to throttle natural gas supplies to undermine Western support for Kyiv in the war with Ukraine. And some economists believe it's possible the U.S. economy will suffer two straight quarters of contraction in the first half of next year, but a rebound in China's economy next year could offset some of those economic weaknesses. The Labor Department says filings for U.S. unemployment benefits ticked up to 240,000 last week. That's close to pre-pandemic 2019 weekly averages and a sign that the labor market remains on solid ground. Recent job cuts haven't significantly driven up claims numbers, however, because the overall labor market remains strong and many laid-off workers are landing new jobs quickly. And police in Chesapeake, Virginia say it was a Walmart employee who allegedly opened fire at a store there last night, killing six people and injuring four others. Police say the employee carried out the shooting less than an hour before the store was set to close and then fatally shot himself. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost effective, Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed, and Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.